Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There is no one better to talk to, and I've been wanting to talk to him over the last few days, than Dave Archer. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. He joins us on a weekly basis here on Dukes and Bell. And Arch, I know that there's a lot of X's and O's and getting into the minutiae that some of our listeners, it might just be too much. But as best as possible, explain what you are seeing from an offensive standpoint and our lack of execution and why we're not able right now to score. And I know there's a lot to that, but best as possible, because that's the question Mike and I continue to get from our listeners.
Yeah, I think that the thing that you want to look at is, first of all, the operation of the quarterback. Okay, so, I mean, obviously that's where the focal point of this thing is. And Michael didn't play well Sunday. I mean, no Phi Beta Kappa needs to tell you that. So when you dive in, okay, what got him so uncomfortable in the game here? Certainly Carolina didn't do anything from a defensive standpoint that was overly complicated. So what are we doing that's complicating his opportunities to be successful? So the first place you look at is obviously the play and getting the play to him. I know there's been a lot of conversation about communication to the quarterback.
Right.
Why is that paramount? Okay. So I've got a young quarterback that's essentially a third of the way through his rookie season. Okay. If you stay along with me there, he's played six games. So I didn't know whether I was coming or going after six games. So I am sympathizing with Mike in this situation. Okay, so the play comes in, and I get a little bit of the play, whether I can hear the play or not. I'm not sure. I'm a little scattered on that as to whether I can get the play. Okay, the play's coming in at maybe 15, 12 seconds left on the play clock. Okay, or a little before that, because obviously their communication to him cuts off at 15 seconds. So he now is either he only got part of the play and he's got to disseminate in his mind, okay, what's the second half of the play, which he knows, but it's a really wordy system, so I've got to get it out to the players. So if you go into Michael's mind, he's just trying to get people lined up. And this is kind of what I started seeing potentially in this game, was we were in such a hurry to get to the line of scrimmage with the play being called in the huddle that he gets to the line of scrimmage and he's just trying to get people lined up. It's not that he's processing what the actual call is. He's just trying to get guys on the line of scrimmage.
Okay,
I've got pre-snap movement. I've got to get guys lined up. Somebody's asking a question of where I need to go. I'm trying to get him lined up. And he's not even looking at the defense to decide, okay, is this going to work against this defense? Do I need to can it? Do I change it to the other side? Do I change the protection? Where am I going to manipulate this coverage? Which side of the ball, which side do I look at? That's a young dude, man. It's only played six games in this league, trying to go through that process of trying to process the play and not having, he says, screw it, I'll just figure it out when I get the ball in my hands. And that's what it felt like in the game, because he's got everybody lined up, or thrust the line of scrimmage, got everybody lined up, And now I've got the ball in my hands. Now I've got to figure out what the hell to do with the ball, right? And so this game is played at light speed for a quarterback when the ball snapped. Normally, and I'm talking about 90% of the time, maybe it's a greater percentage than that, the ball has to come out inside of 3 seconds. He's got to get the ball out, okay? And he's got fire breathers coming at him to try to put him on the ground. So I'm just trying to put the fan in perspective what Michael's thinking and how you can, and I'm not saying he panicked, but you could tell that there was a little bit of rattledness to him in this game that we hadn't seen prior to. I think that contributes to maybe the lack of some of what we're seeing, lack of execution-wise. Then you double down on that. Okay, how are my routes being run? Are we getting the proper spacing? Are we getting the proper depth on our routes? I'm not seeing that either. I'm seeing guys not with a sense of urgency running the routes that they need to run them with. You can't lollygag off the ball. Again, this game is played at light speed. I need you blowing off the ball. Make them think you're going to run by them and then come back. Create some separation for me. And then your spacing has to be good. If I'm stretching them horizontally down the field, I need a guy blowing the top off. I need the intermediate guy. I need those guys underneath. And they need to be at the proper depth to stretch the defense the proper way. If I'm manipulating them horizontally, I need that spacing from sideline to sideline that creates those holes that I can throw the ball in. If you're not doing that efficiently, you're muddying the water for me as a quarterback. I can't figure out where the hell to go with the ball. So all this stuff, guys, piles together. There's not one guy that's to blame for this kind of stuff. Michael's missed some guys too, guys.
Right.
That's a real deal. I know Mike's talked about that a little bit. Again this weekend on the opening drive, Kyle Pitts comes clean on a seam route. I know that if you go back and look at the tape, Michael would love to go back and replay that one play. It's probably a 40-yard touchdown right down a pipe. And he missed it because is he being harried, because he's rushing to the line of scrimmage because of whatever's going on with the play? Is the spacing incorrect? Are guys asking him questions about where do I line up because they're not listening? All that kind of stuff can contribute to dysfunction on the offense, and that is the proper word that you saw for Sunday was a dysfunctional offense. And it doesn't just go to the offensive coordinator, doesn't just go to the quarterback. It goes to everybody that's lined up that has a bird on the side of their helmet.
It is. Dave Archer-Gazigan, he was sitting there watching it up in Carolina. We got the Commanders coming up on Sunday. Join us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Arch, I guess the next question, the follow-up would be, how do we simplify it? How do we streamline it? And partly with having Zach Robinson on the sideline, maybe better communication. But can they get some of these things going against what Dan Quinn's defense is going to be throwing at them?
Yeah, I mean, certainly from a familiarity standpoint, Mike, this staff should have a pretty good idea what Quinn's going to do. A number of these guys work for Q, so they have an idea of what, his philosophy is defensively. So I think that should help you some. From a simplification standpoint and the communication you just talked about, putting Zach Robinson on the sideline, okay, what difference does that make? I mean, he talks to him from the headset upstairs. Why does it make any difference to be on the field? It makes a dramatic difference for the quarterback because now you're talking face-to-face to the guy.
Arch, did we lose him? We'll try to get him back here in one second. In the middle of talking about a lot of the things that we're curious about, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And again, we're trying to bring you all the perspective, guys. And look, again, we don't know if this coaching staff, we hope that they will be able to figure all of this out, and we hope that Michael Penix is able to bounce back. But this is the big question heading into Sunday. Let's get back to Arch. Arch, you fell off there. I want you to continue where you were. Go ahead.
Sorry, fellas. Real quickly, I don't want to spend too much time. I know you guys are trying to talk other stuff, but having Zach on the sidelines where I can look him face-to-face as a quarterback, and this is something Michael got when he was in college. Again, you're trying to make the young quarterback feel as comfortable as he can. Now he can talk. He can have those intimate conversations. They can look at the pad together. It's not I'm upstairs and he's downstairs and say, hey, do you see this on the pad? I'm pointing at this. They can physically communicate with one another. And then when the play, when your headset cuts out at 15 seconds to talk to the quarterback, I'm on the sideline. If I'm Zach Robinson, I need to get another piece of information to him inside of 15 seconds. I can literally yell it to him on the field. Okay, so there's that intimate conversation that you can have that's face-to-face. And I think that anybody that has communication in whatever walk of life, when you could see somebody face-to-face and you could talk to them face-to-face, that conversation is much more deep and much more felt than somebody talking to you on the phone or talking on a headset.
No doubt. Arch, more run game? Help me with this. I mean, I know our
pound
issues.
Pound the ball, Carl. Pound the ball.
Can we do more of that? What's the situation there? Do you think we're going to attempt to do more?
Yeah, I think that, you know, sometimes you overthink things a little bit, you know, and we're all human, right? I mean, you look at Carolina, and Carolina's strength of their defense was their defensive front. Derrick Brown, Bobby Brown, all those guys up front, those guys are 330, 335 plus. And we've got a little bit smaller offensive line. Ryan Neusel's not that big. Lindstrom's not that big. You're not talking about maulers. You're talking about guys that come off together and can run the football. So, yes, you want to mix the run game. You're definitely going to see more run game this weekend. I think there's no question about that. But I think the conventional wisdom was with Carolina that they were weaker in the secondary, that you could attack the secondary, maybe throw the ball on first down. I thought the one thing that we didn't do was we didn't have the recovery run play. So if you threw the ball on first down, you guys watch the games this weekend. I don't care what game you watch. Watch how coordinators react to an incompletion on first down. More often than not, and I'm talking about 70, 75% of the time, they're going to run the ball on second down. Because why? Mm. They want to get it back to second and medium, or third and medium, third and six, third and seven, somewhere in that neighborhood. So the playbook is much more wide open. If I'm third and 10, that limits what I can do. Okay, the screen plays or the little run plays don't come into effect. I can't keep their linebackers occupied with potential run game because it's third and 10. They're not going to respect that, and their guys are teeing off coming after the passer. So I think the whole idea of trying to stay in manageable third down situations, managing first and second down will be critical in that situation. But I do think they're going to get back to running the football a good bit. We'll see more Tyler Allgeier. I'll be honest with you guys. I love the 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends. But I do like the idea of putting Allgeier and Dejon Robinson on the field at the same time.
Yes.
And I don't know if you saw the one play, and I'll be wondering, it's a copycat league. But Carolina ran a really cool play down the goal line. They got down to about the 8-yard line against the Falcons, and they put Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard in the game at the same time. Okay, and they motioned Hubbard out of the backfield to the right, and it pulled one of the linebackers just enough to widen him because they could probably throw the screen to Hubbard in the flat, and they turned and handed a little trap play to Dowdle through the middle, and he almost scored on it, punched it down to about the 2-yard line. I thought there was a cool little wrinkle. I thought, wait a minute, Allgeier, Robinson. Why couldn't, you know, that's some stuff like that you could do. And fun stuff down in the red zone that kind of completely defies what you do from 20 to 20. That's a completely different look. And now they've got to come with a completely different defense because, wait a minute, they don't run that 20 to 20. It's a red zone play, and it's a little wrinkle that they're not expecting.
We want more imagination from Zach. I get it. And just one follow-up, Arch. With the run game, we've been talking a lot about the play action. Because what you're telling me about Michael and what maybe he's not seeing things or processing, should we not expect more play action? Is it going to continue to be more of him in the pistol?
No. The pistol formation, I know that people have got their dander worked up about the pistol formation. This is a formation that he starred in at Michigan, at Washington. So it's something that he does extremely well. Play action is something that affects the front seven, but it's – and we talked about this last time I was on you guys, Mike. It's affected by the front – it's affected by your offensive line and a simulating run action. So that's where the linebackers are keying. But I don't know why you wouldn't – you can play action, and I think the play action is as good out of the pistol as it is under center. The quarterback doesn't have to work as hard to get to depth. Remember, if you're under center and I'm going to run play action off a stretch run game – I've got to get 3 or 4 yards outside of where I'm lined up, play fake, and then I've got to get my depth from underneath the center. If I'm in the pistol, I play fake, and I can hard play fake and then take 2 steps, and I'm at depth already. And now the ball can come out quicker. I can read things quicker. So much like I talked about last week, I think that, you know, the iPhone's gotten better since, 2005?
It has.
Yep. I just think that this is it's a good offense to run. We're just not running it efficiently enough. Zach made a lot of really good calls last week that we missed, whether it was because of receiver's fault or Mike didn't see it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I know patience is not the word a Falcon fan wants to hear, but this is just a kid that's getting ready to start his seventh game as an NFL career. You know, he's gonna be okay.
Yeah, it's important. Arch, appreciate you, man. Great stuff. It's going to be a fun game on Sunday against the Commanders. And you can listen to Arch and, of course, Wes right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks so much again.
You got it. Great to be with you guys. Take care.
Cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.